Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 749. And I know that yesterday's episode was very short. I'm keeping to the 5 minutes. Oh, but I'm very, very excited about what God is doing through these words that are coming to you. And we are going back over to the scripture from where we dig all the good. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." That's what we always pause to say. You have not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we'll be looking at the death of Christ, we'll look at the physical events, but not the revelatory. Looking for the revelatory, went into Genesis 1, Genesis chapter 12, and then we went into Luke 1 for the incarnation and all that. Now we are in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word." And that's what we're doing, giving more time to the word of God, to the studying, reading, and meditation on the word of God. So I've been talking about meditation. I'm going to teach you how to meditate, but there are a few things that I want you to bring to your attention concerning Mark 11. In Mark 11, we saw Jesus was hungry. You saw a fig tree. And as I said, in Israel, their type of fig tree gives fruits, bears fruits before they bear leaves or simultaneously. While the fruit is coming out, is being born, the tree is bearing the fruit, it is also bearing the leaves. And so when Jesus saw the leaves, leaves means there is fig, there are figs. So he went, and this one was a pervert. And as a creator, he could bring an injunction on the pervert. He said, "Listen, this is not why I created you." Now, when you look at the, even how he did it, I said to you yesterday that many of us will think of mountain moving. And that is why when they came back and saw that it was dead, they said, Master, the creature that he cares is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea." Jesus puts the whosoever on all of us. Every man, every was made for this. You were born for this. For what? To do it like Jesus. Jesus didn't ask, "Pickaxe, give me pickaxe." He said, bring a cutlass, bring me some stones." He didn't do anything with his hands. He did not do anything with his hands. He didn't do that. So what did he do? He spoke words. And if you've been listening to me, I've been talking to you that we are kings and priests. And amazingly, God said we're kings before the priests. I always said we're priests and kings. He said kings before priests. And I told you, I've already said this, so please, if this is new to you, it means you must go back into the archives and dig and get what is there, because I cannot repeat everything. And Jesus answered, Mark 11:14, and said unto it, "No man eats fruit of thee hereafter forever." Now, these were words he spoke. He spoke words, and he's saying to you today, that circumstance, that thing that is since will never go, that thing that you have been, is, "I've been battling this all my life." Yes, that thing. He says, you will speak. It is words that is going to clear this thing, my dear. Words. So, no, I don't know how words can get it. This is why I'm teaching this. This is why you have to be patient and listen. Go back, rewind, go, let go, back and forth like that. Listen, because there is something in for you. The day it dawns on your spirit, you will know that your words your words, when they are spoken forth in faith, they will do what God is asking, or what you are requiring, not even God, you are requiring them to do. Oh, hallelujah. And so Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eats fruit of thee ever again. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Those were the words of Jesus. And I know that you will also speak in faith. I don't know what you're going to say, but we will come back to this verse, because this verse is tickling me. And I'll tell you what came into my mind when I read her. I'll let you know. It was quite interesting. When you hear me tomorrow, you will see why I said it is quite interesting. But listen, these words are building faith in you. You are so blessed. Please share the link and come back for more.